How God is Teaching You to Never Give Up Through Your Unanswered Prayers, written by Lynette Kittle, read by Laura Hopkins. Some believe if you ask God once, you don't need to ask Him again. However, Jesus taught His disciples to always pray and not give up. In one of His parables on prayer, Jesus proposed what you might do if a friend comes to you in the middle of the night seeking food for an unexpected guest. You might be tempted to tell him to go away because it's late and you and your family are in bed. However, because he's your friend and has so boldly approached and asked for your help, you most likely will get up and give him all he needs. In summing it up, Jesus said, "So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Know and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened." Jesus tells in another parable of a godless judge's dealings with a widow who refused to accept his unwillingness to grant her justice from her adversary. After relentlessly pursuing the judge with her case, he gave in to her merely because she refused to give up. To his followers, Jesus reassures that if an unjust judge who doesn't fear God will bring about justice to a widow simply because she kept bothering him, how much more will God do for His chosen ones who cry out to Him day and night? Jesus also urges in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, to ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. So instead of seeing unanswered prayer as a reason to stop praying, view it as a motivator to not ever give up. As Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 encourages, pray continually. Keep praying. If you've been struggling with unanswered prayer, find comfort in knowing God has not forgotten you. So instead of withdrawing from Him when He seems like He isn't answering, consider what He might be teaching you during these times, knowing as you draw closer to Him, He will draw closer to you.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction Podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.